all your smiling faces. Okay, got it. I think that's it. All right. Good morning. And thank you all for allowing me to be your speaker today at your meeting. I am just suffering a little bit from a cold right now. So I've got a little bit of nasal congestion. But anyway, I'm certainly very able to be able to share my message with you. My name is Tricia Dittmeyer. I am just been very, very blessed to be a member of OA since 2010. But I will tell you, since 2020, in the last several years, I have seriously taken my program far more seriously. I think I initially went into OA back in 2010. It was because I wanted to lose weight. I was probably like 30 pounds overweight. And my weight really came on more toward the end of my life after I have been married 50 years. I'm 72 years old. And my husband and I have 3 children and 5 grandchildren. And we're just very, very blessed. But I will tell you the past 3 years have been so incredible for me in my journey in OA. And I'm just so thrilled to teach you or to share with you, what I have learned about what I think. I thought I knew a lot of stuff, but I had it all backwards. Again, initially I said, I went in thinking I'm going to just go through these 12 steps, kind of treated it like a textbook. I love the big book. I'm a big book. The big book is where I have found my abstinence. I've been abstinent for the past, about two and a half years now. So I'm really pretty young, but I've had neutrality with the food. And it's just been because of certain realizations that I have realized that were most important. I think that I want to get to the meat of what I have learned about OA and following and working the steps. I'm so grateful for my sponsor who took me through these steps and just really made me realize the importance of each one of those steps. And one thing I realized that I have a disease. I have a very serious disease that almost killed me. And I will share more about that later. And this disease is threefold. I have an allergy of the body. It means if I have one cookie, I'm going to eat the whole bag. If I have 2 scoops of ice cream, I'm going to eat the entire carton. I've always had a problem. I've always loved sugar, but I've always been very active all my life. So I was able to keep my weight down. And it wasn't until after I was in my 50s and 60s when I just, the allergy was so triggered. I had the mental twist, meaning I could make good decisions about everything in my life, but not about food. I had like a broken brain and could not, just much as I wanted to put the food down, I lacked the power. I had no willpower. And I kept beating myself up about that, going, why can't you just, be more disciplined? And it's not a thing to do with discipline. Food is not the problem. The problem was the buildup of emotions that I learned out later on. And also that third part is, besides the mental twist, is there's a spiritual malady, which is huge, 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 is that the reason we go to the food is because the food is not the problem. The problem is the buildup of emotions. And it's the emotions that build up that make me want to go to the food. So in the most important thing I want to get across today is that abstinence is not the most important thing. Yes, we want to be abstinent because it opens that channel, but it is not the most important thing. It is a given. It's like, I'm not going to go put my hand on a hot stove. I'm going to recoil real quick. And that's when, after I've worked the steps through the big book of A Vision for You, that's my OA group, I realized, oh my gosh, you can have neutrality, but it's like I have got to surrender every day to that, to the power that who I call God. And, they just ask you to have your own description of God or your own description of your higher power. And I call that God. But anyway, abstinence is not the most important thing. It's a given. But the most important thing is to enlarge my spiritual life and to help other people. And then abstinence happens. Now I had it backwards. I was thinking, okay, I need to really work. And I do. I work my program. I have a food plan. I listen to an OA meeting every day as a Vision for You meeting or my local OA meeting here in town. I make 3 phone calls a day. I have to do the work. You know, they said, this is not a program for people who need it. The OA program. It's not a people who want it. It's a program for people who do the work and do the action. And that's what I had to come to terms on, is I cannot just sit and expect God to give me this neutrality with food. It doesn't happen. And it's only when I sit and spend time with Him and trying to, you know, and just my commitment to my morning prayers is extremely important. And that's everything, because that's most important, because that's where my power comes from, to say, you have that neutrality with the food for the day, that I know I'm going to get up and get myself dressed and, you know, make my food plan for the day. And I know that it's not going to include sugar and flour, which are my 2 major, you know, red light foods. Anything with a combination of sugar and flour, that I know it will trigger me and I will not be able to stop. And I will just start eating and eating again. But now I'm at a point where I don't even want it. I don't even want it anymore. I'm surrounded by a lot of sugar, and you know, the holidays just went by, and I was amazed that, you know, Lord, I was so glad because I could be present to my family, present to my grandchildren, present to my relatives and things. And we just celebrated, like I said, our 50th wedding anniversary over Thanksgiving. And I was just going, how awesome that my husband and I were able to celebrate in a way that I didn't have to worry about overeating. It was so beautiful. I think about my favorite steps, and I'm not sure all, you know, it's extremely important to work the steps all the way 1 through 12. Not, I know in my former OA groups, it seemed like we went all the way just to steps 1 through 5. I got to do a 4th step, and here someone would hear my 4th step, and then it would just kind of stop. And then I went, oh, but I really, my design for living is living in steps 10, 11, and 12. And that is where I find that I can keep then my neutrality with away from compulsive overeating. And also a piece that I know that there I have many defects of character. And I know that I've really got to work on a daily basis, you know, doing my 10 steps. And when those occasions arise, and they do, when I'm self-seeking and I'm self-controlling, when I want to control the show, when I feel entitled or superior, I think I'm judging other people. I mean, I can quickly now more than ever catch myself and go, oh my gosh, look what you're doing. And I have to say, okay, Lord, I'm being resentful, or I'm afraid or fearful about this situation. And Lord, this is where I have to say, what is my part in this? How am I being self-seeking, selfishness, dishonesty, or fearful? And when I can say my part, like there's an expression that says, if you spot it, you got it. And so when I see something about someone else that bothers me, which will make me go to the food, if I don't deal with it, I don't deal with my feelings, I'm going to eat over them. And so it's really important that I deal with that situation, that moment right then and there that day, and just say, oh, you know what? They're sick just like me, or they're spiritually sick, you know. And I have to say, yeah, I'm seeing where I'm being dishonest or selfish. And then when I can, then it takes the steam out of it. But my favorite steps, again, are steps 3, which is, you know, we admitted we were powerless over alcoholic foods and our lives were unmanageable. And my life was unmanageable because I had such a, and I'm looking at my time. I'm thinking I'm pretty got almost 10 minutes left here. I almost died from the consumption of sugar. I am very, very, ever so grateful because 5.5 years ago, I had to have a liver transplant. And so my new birthday, my birthday is in July, but my new birthday is June 2nd, 2017. And it's because I was eating so much sugar all my life. I had no idea that I was destroying my liver, and it was eating my liver. And when I was in my late 60s, I was diagnosed with stage 4 cirrhosis of the liver, and had no idea that that was happening to my body. And so, you know, that was definitely a rude awakening for me. I was very grateful. I was very blessed to get a donor, and I was able to get a new liver. But the bad part was, after about a year after my recovery, because I'm an addict, I am a compulsive overeater, and I have compulsive food behaviors, and I could not put the sugar down. Even I had this brand new liver inside me, and I was so grateful. And yet, how was I thanking God by getting back into my sugar? But I was an addict, and I couldn't put the food down, and I didn't have that deep spiritual relationship that I have today. And anyway, I went crawling back to OA, and that was back in the 2020. I finally said, I can't do this. I had to have no more back doors. I had to be at my rock bottom to say, I can't do this anymore. I can't, Lord, I'm powerless. And when I had to admit that I'm powerless, that was the beginning of my recovery. I had to finally admit that I was powerless over this. And I found OA, and I found a program called A Vision for You, which is an online OA program. And that, not that I'm pushing this, but that's where I found they were speaking my language. They were speaking my story. And I was like, oh my gosh. And they followed all 12 steps. And they took that relationship with your higher power very, very seriously, in that serving and reaching out to others. And so I felt a whole community there. So that is my story basically is that now I live in steps 10, 11, and 12. And I know that, you know, God keeps putting on my heart, and it says in the big book that, you know, the consciousness of the presence of God is today the most important fact of my life today. And that is so true. And I can confirm that if I make God the most important fact of my life every morning, every day, throughout my day, and stay in that present moment, then, oh my gosh, it's like the abstinence it just comes naturally. And I don't want the ice cream or the cookies or the foods that I shouldn't eat. My focus is now, where I am right now, is to stay in the present moment. I realize more how much my ego tries to get me to live in the past, or my ego tries to get me to live in the future. And, you know, when I am doing that, I'm making everything a means to an end. It's like God says to me, did you enjoy your day today? You know, or did you focus on getting all these tasks done? And I go, oh my gosh, did you take me with you in your day? It's from simple things like taking a shower, brushing your teeth, fixing breakfast. Are you taking me with you in your day? Make your life a prayer. And it's nothing where yes, I do set aside, I do two-way prayer every day. And I have accountability partner for that. And it's just a very special time. But also, I didn't stop there. So when I leave my bedroom in the morning after I've had my morning prayers, God goes with me. And the more I can stay focused on right now and stop living in the past or stop living in the future, then those emotions don't build up for me. And that way I can deal with, okay, how are you doing right now? How are you feeling right now? And if I'm feeling fearful or anxious, then I know to stop and pause. And because this is what's going to make me go to the food. If I don't stop and pause, I'm going to overeat and I'm going to go to the sugar. But the fact that I can just know these tools to follow the steps, follow especially steps 10, 11, and 12. If I can stay in those, that's my new design for living. And I will tell you the gift, the promises that were read, I can confirm them. They're so true today. I've never felt more at peace and more serenity and felt more confident in who I am, knowing that I am a child of God and that I think God didn't I God was not in the details, and he is in the details, even in the what I wear, what I eat, every little minute little question and certain concern I have, he is there and he wants me to ask him. And I used to think, and also I had to also feel like there was a hole in my soul, and I felt like I didn't feel like I was good enough. And, you know, I had a lot of resentments that I had to deal with my family, with my dad, who was the alcoholic in my family. And I didn't go the alcohol, I went to the food. And so I had to really deal with a lot of that, but only God could remove that anger and that resentment. So I had to really work on that. But right to this day, I can tell he's taken that away. And I can, you know, just right now, just that acceptance, I love that acceptance prayer, acceptance and of what is. But my life has never been richer. And I'm so blessed. I have an awesome family. And my husband's in recovery as well. And we share our recovery together. So I'm very, very honored to, you know, share with you that the main thing is abstinence is not the most important thing. The most important thing is your spiritual, enhancing your spiritual life and serving others. That is the most important. Is that good now?
Five more minutes.
Thank you. And, sure. But again, enlarging your spiritual life and serving others. That is, those two are the most important things. I remember my therapist once told me that. She said, if you want to be happy in life, you need to serve others. And I went, really? You know, I did not hear that growing up, serving others. And yet, what a gift it is to serve, and to serve God first and then serve others. And then abstinence takes over. Then abstinence happens naturally. So I just encourage you to go that route, because I had it flipped the opposite way. When I first came into LA, I was like focused on the diet or the food. Food's not that important. You want to eat wholesomely. You want to eat well, and you will. And I weigh and measure my food. I have a food plan. I have a sponsor I call at least weekly. I sponsor, I have two sponsees right now. And I have started an OA meeting here in my town. That meet on Tuesdays. And it's just, what service. I just get far more than I receive. That I can't thank you enough for allowing me to share my wisdom, experience, strength, and hope today with all of you. And I just see some beautiful faces there from New Jersey. And if there's any questions, I'll be glad to answer them. Thanks for letting me share today.
Thank you so much for sharing, Tricia. We really appreciate your being.